Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the new Victor Stream, second edition. And this recording was made in April 2013. So I thought I'd start off with a physical description of the Victor Stream itself, and then we can go through some of the new feature set for the new system. So I've currently got the Victor Stream in my hand. And one of the main things to notice, first of all, about it is that it's slightly smaller, but it actually feels very modern in the hand. And the nice thing about it is the fact that the main keypad layout has not changed. So for previous Victor Stream users, you can pick this up with basically no problems at all and start using it relatively straight away. So while we're on the front face, let's just go through the front face at the moment. So the front face of the Victor Stream, starting at the top, on the left-hand side, you still have your go-to button. And on the right-hand side, you have your bookmark button. And a new button in the middle between those two buttons, so that's above your number two, is the online button. And of course, that takes you online to a Wi-Fi hotspot that at the moment you can download firmware to update the Victor Stream with. At the time of this recording, there's no other online service that the Victor Stream currently accesses. And of course, below those three buttons, we have the normal style Victor Stream keypad with 1, 2, 3, the first row, second row, 4, 5, 6, next row, 7, 8, 9, next row, star, 0 and hash or pound. And then below that keypad we have a raised line as normal, which is a spacing between that part of the Victor Stream and of course the keys down the bottom, and those keys being the sleep button in the middle, and below that you have the play button, and then of course on either side of that you have the arrows for previous and next. Now, as with the older Victor Stream, where you had the speaker and the microphone at the front on a raised section, the whole front of the actual Victor Stream now is completely flat besides the keys raised up off the surface. So the actual microphone now, you'll feel a little hole just above the go-to button on the right-hand side of that. So if I take my finger to the right-hand edge of the go-to button and bring it up slightly, you feel a little hole there. And the actual speaker has now been relocated. That's now behind the SD card. And of course, the SD card is still in its normal spot. That's on the top of the Victor Stream, where you can basically push your finger down and it pops out the little SD card, push it back in again. Well, behind that little pop-out slot for the SD card, you have a little rectangular square, if you like, very thin, and that's your actual external speaker. And it's actually significantly louder than the older Victor Stream was. Now, we're on the top surface of the Victor Stream. To the right of the SD card slot now, still on the top, is the headphone jack. So the headphone jack has now been moved from the right-hand side towards the top of the unit. It's now on the top, which means when you put your Victor Stream in your pocket, you don't have your headphones sticking to the side of your pocket, which makes the Victor Stream a bit hard to get out. So now the headphone jack is at the top, which is very nice. Coming on the right-hand side of the unit towards the top, you have the line-in or external microphone, and then below that is a recessed record button that used to be further down on the right-hand side. And people might remember that on either side of that record button on the older unit, there was the tactile markers. Well, that tactile marker is no longer there. The record button is directly below the line-in port, and it's got a very fine dot on the record button. It's not that significant, but you can definitely still locate the record button without any problems. If we come over to the left-hand side of the unit towards the top, of course we have the power on off button, and as we all know, when the unit is turned on, That power button then allows us to change for rate of speech, the speed of the rate of the speech, the tone, and the volume. So you've got tone, speed, and volume, which is then accessed or modified by doing the keys below the power button, which is the volume up, volume down, or speed up and speed down, or tone up and tone down, depending on what you've selected with the power button. And we'll do that when I turn the unit on. If we come down to the bottom of the Victor Stream now, we have the micro USB port where you plug in your micro USB cable. And of course, that's used for transferring data from your computer or charging it off your USB port, which can take longer depending on the power going to the USB port. Or indeed, you can also plug that micro USB cable into a standard USB charger that you plug into the wall that you can then, of course, charge the Victor Stream with. And there's a little dot on the back of the USB port where you can orientate yourself to that port if you also wish. So no longer do you need to have the large charger to charge the Victor Stream. You can use any micro USB cable. And for those of us that have got other devices that use micro USB cables, it's quite handy that you can use that cable now also on the Victor Stream. If I turn the Victor Stream over, so I'm now actually looking at the back of the Victor Stream as it were, what you'll notice now at the top and bottom going across the unit are two rubber strips. And of course they're so that if you put the Victor Stream down on a smooth surface, for example, it's not going to fly away and skate across the desk if you bump it. And for old Victor Stream users, you may remember that you had needed to pull the cover off the back of the unit and then take the battery out. Well, the whole back of the Victor Stream now is the actual battery. So if I come to that top rubber strip going across, bring my finger down, I can find the little notch that's to release the battery, and I'm going to put my fingernail under the bottom of the little latch and pull it up towards the top of the Victor Stream, and the battery just pops out, and I can just push it back down again and the battery's back in again. So I'm going to turn the unit back over again so it's facing me, and let's turn it on. So I'm going to hold down the power button to turn on the unit.
Welcome to Victor Reader.
Thomas the Tank Engine by the Reverend W. Audrey.
I've got my cable here. I'm just going to plug it into the Victor Stream. So I'm going to plug it into the headphone jack at the top right-hand side of the unit. Okay, now the first nifty little thing that I like about the new Victor Stream is that the sleep button now, when you press it the first time...
16, 15 hours.
It 9, actually gives
April,
you the time 2, and
000,
date.
13.
And then, of course, if I press it again...
Sleep, 15
We can
minutes.
Now go through the sleep functions.
Sleep, 30 minutes. Sleep, 45 minutes. Sleep, 60 minutes. Sleep, custom. Sleep, off.
Okay, and we're back to sleep off. Now, I mentioned before you can rotate around between volume, speed, and tone. So if I press the power button...
Speed.
On speed, so if I press the down arrow...
Speed, minus 1. Speed, minus 2. Speed, minus 3.
Press the up arrow.
Speed, minus 2. Speed, minus 1. Speed, 0.
And with the Victor Stream, you always get a beep when you're in the middle setting. So I press the power button again.
Speed.
And again.
Tone.
On tone, so I press the down arrow.
Tone, minus 1.
Okay, press the up arrow.
Tone, 0.
Press the power button again.
Volume.
On volume, press the down arrow.
Volume, 8. Volume, 7. Volume, 6.
Up.
Volume, 7. Volume, 8. Volume, 9.
And so on. Now, I said that the online key was above the number 2, so if I press that now...
Please wait.
What it's currently going to try and do now is
Please
log
wait.
In to an existing Wi-Fi network, which I currently haven't got turned on. So it's probably going to come back with an error.
Unable to connect to wireless network.
There you go, unable to connect to wireless network. So if you can't and you want to scan for other wireless networks, you press your menu key, which is of course number 7.
Menu, wireless, airplane mode, disable.
Okay, so airplane mode is currently disabled. Now, if I wanted to quickly turn airplane mode on or off, I can actually hold in the online button to quickly turn airplane mode on or off. I don't have to go through the menu. So let's press the down arrow, and of course on the keypad of the VictorStream, that's number 8.
Import a network configuration from file.
So down again.
Scan for available connections.
Scan for available connections. So I'm going to press the enter key, which is the hash or pound key.
SSID.
The guest. Uppercase V, uppercase A, dash, uppercase G, U, E, S, T.
62%.
Okay, that's the guest network here at Vision Australia. That's 62%. Press down arrow.
The employee. Uppercase V, uppercase A, dash, uppercase E, M, P, L, O, Y, E, E.
62%.
Okay, that's the Vision Australia employee Wi-Fi network. Down again.
The guest. Uppercase V, uppercase A, dash, uppercase G, U, E, S, T.
57%.
Now, at home, I have two networks at home, one for streaming video content, and I have another one for the general household. And basically, when you link up to one of these Wi-Fi networks, you can then use the numeric keypad in the SMS style to put in your password details, etc. And when I said SMS style keypad, for example, number 2 is ABC, number 3 is DEF, etc. So to come out of there, I'm just going to press my bookshelf key, which is number 1 on the keypad.
Bookshelf 1.
Press online key to return to standard bookshelf.
Okay, so press online key to return to standard bookshelf. So I'm going to press the online key now.
Thomas the Tank Engine by the Reverend W. Audrey.
And I've come back to the previous book that I was playing, which is Thomas the Tank Engine for my children at home. And of course, in the normal manner, if I press the play button now, which is down the bottom middle.
By the Reverend W. Audrey.
Funding for the conversion of this talking book title has been supplied by the Heritage Lottery Fund.
And press play pause again.
Want
to stop the book playing. Now, the other thing I wanted to show you is the new improved voices, which are now the a cappella voices that the VictorStream now uses. Now, here in Australia, the firmware that I've got on this one comes with the Tyler male voice and the Lucy female voice. So I've currently got Tyler currently active. So let me just change the book at the moment to the Sydney Morning Herald. So I'm going to press the bookshelf button, number 1.
Bookshelf. Talking books. 2. Books. 2.
Thomas the Tank Engine by the Reverend W. Audrey.
Now I'm going to press number 6, as in right arrow.
1.
Sydney Morning Herald. Thursday the 4th of April, 2013. First edition.
Okay, and
a Vision Australia
that,
production. Copyright Fairfax. Treasury was unable to know how companies were applying their starting base deduction
now
when calculating their obligations.
Pause it, play pause and press the power button.
Speed.
I'm going to press play, and while it's playing, I'm going to slow it down.
Under the tax. The starting base is the difference between the book value of a mining company's asset and the market value the miner judges the asset to be worth. Companies such as BHP Billiton and Rio Tinto have been using.
Okay, now let's change it to the Lucy voice. I'm going to press 7 again to go into the menu.
Menu. Navigation and playback.
I'm going to press 7 again to get to the next menu option.
Skip. All.
7
play.
Again.
Language. Text-to-speech voice.
Tyler.
That's currently Tyler. I'm going to press 6.
Lucy.
That's Lucy. I'm going to press pound or hash to select Lucy.
Selected.
And now if I press the play pause button now.
Using this number as a deduction to their mining tax payments, and must apply it evenly over the life of the mine to a maximum of 25 years. Dr. Parkinson said the size of that starting base allowance
and
the speed.
And of course, dear back to Tyler, number 7 again.
Menu, navigation and playback.
7 again.
Skip. All.
7 again.
Language. Text to speech voice.
Lucy.
I'm going to press number 4 to go left arrow.
Tyler.
There's Tyler. Hash or pound to select.
Selected.
And if I press play pause again, we should have Tyler back.
At which it was being written off were the crucial details his department could not see, and were likely to be the reason Treasury's revenue predictions had been so wide of the mark.
Now, another new improvement to do with the new VictorStream, you might remember the fact that if you wanted to play iTunes music files or record in MP3 format, etc., you needed to buy the software pack to update your firmware in your Victor Stream? Well, now that software pack is part of the Victor Stream. So, for example, I can tell the Victor Stream in what format I want to record in. So if I press the 7 key now to get to the recording function. So
menu. 7
for the menu.
Navigation and playback.
7 again.
Skip. All.
7 again.
Language. Text to speech voice. Again. Recording. Built-in microphone file type. MP3, 96 kilobits per second.
Okay,
recording
so
time remaining.
File type.
90
MP3,
hours. 33
kilobits.
Minutes.
Press number 6 or right arrow.
Wave, 16-bit PCM.
That's wave,
recording
16.
Time remaining. MP3, 64 kilobits per second.
MP3, 64.
Recording time. MP3, 96 kilobits per second.
Back to MP3, 96.
Recording time remaining. 90 hours. 33
okay, and for the moment,
I'm
just going to press the cancel key, of course, which is the star at the left of the zero.
Leaving menu.
Now, the main thing about the Victor Stream to remember is that there's no internal memory. So it's purely the SD card that allows you to play and access your Daisy Books, documents, EPUB, etc. files for the Victor Stream itself. Just a tip on accessing the user guide that's built into the Victor Stream. If I hold down the number 1 key.
Enter user guide.
Victor Reader Stream user guide.
And if I want to navigate, I can press 2 or 8 to cycle around the Daisy navigation mode.
Screen. Phrase. Line. Sentence. Word. Spell. Character. Level 1.
Okay, so let's level 1 and press play.
To turn the player on, press and hold the power key, which is located on the left side of 2. Basic functions.
6 again.
3. Numeric key functions. Keypad. List. 1.
Okay,
bookshelf.
Okay, pause to stop it, of course. And then to come out of the user guide, hold down the 1 key again.
Exit user guide.
Sydney Morning Herald. Thursday,
okay,
the 4th of April,
the
2013,
book I was reading, which
first
of course
edition.
Was the newspaper sitting
a Vision
Herald.
Australia production. Copyright Fairfax Holdings.
Now, if you want to actually bring up the key describer mode, which just allows you to actually explore the keypad, you can hold down the 0 key.
Key describer on.
So if I press any key on the keyboard, I press the go to key at the top left-hand side.
Go to page.
Okay, I press the online key in the middle above number 2.
Online features.
I press the bookmark key on the right hand side.
Bookmark.
Press number 1.
Bookshelf. 1.
Okay, press the bottom right hand key next to the 0, which is the hash or OK button.
Confirm.
Etc. And that also works for the actual volume up and power. So if I press power.
Speed. Tone. Volume.
Okay, it tells me what it does when I press it each time. I press volume up.
Volume, 10.
Volume down.
Volume, 9.
Can I press speed again?
Speed. Tone.
If I do it now, volume up.
Tone, 1. Tone, 0. Tone, minus. Tone. Tone, minus. 7.
Okay, so you can tell
tone,
what it does.
Tone, minus. 2. Tone. Tone, 0.
And of course, to come out of key describe mode, hold down the 0 key.
Key describer off.
Now, one final thing, if you just press the 0 key.
Info.
Sydney Morning Herald.
That's the information.
Thursday, the 4th of April,
I can let it talk,
2013.
But if I press the down arrow.
171. Headings.
Okay, down again.
0. Bookmarks in this book.
Down again.
5. Books.
Down again.
SD space remaining.
Down
battery
again.
Powered. 46%.
Battery powered.
Wireless. On.
Wireless
attempting to connect
on.
To wireless
it's
network.
Attempting to connect, which you can't. Down again.
About Victor Reader.
Version
Victor
Reader.
4.
Sydney Morning Herald.
Back to
Thursday, the 4th
Morning
of April,
Herald.
2013. First
and
edition.
I can just press the play pause button.
Dr. Parkinson said the size of that
again.
Starting base allowed.
Play pause again to stop. And by the way, when you connect to the Wi-Fi network, you're asked to give the Wi-Fi network a nickname. So, for example, my network at home under that 0 information key would say connected to Woody, which is my network at home. And let me turn the Victor Stream off by the power button. You get the 2 beeps and the Victor Stream's turned off as usual, as it did on the previous version. And for those that want to know the playing time for the Victor Stream, you should get a good solid 15 hours out of using the Victor Stream on battery. And as I said, you can plug in the macro USB cable into a USB charger and charge it up a lot faster than charging it off a PC, and it really is a nice, stylish unit. So that concludes this demonstration of an overview of the new VictorStream from Humanware. As usual, I hope you've enjoyed listening to the demonstration. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.